This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Come in. Put the kettle on. Let's catch up. Over some Milo.
Hello and welcome back to Over Some Milo. I'm Sameo.
I'm Emma.
And I'm Krishna.
And we're back here after the holidays wanting to virtually just go to sleep on the floor right now.
Yep.
But we're here for you and we're here to talk. Speaking of sleep, I have really randomly and really weirdly been dreaming of specific people every single night. Last night, I had a dream about this girl that I kind of know, and I'm her. I would say we're friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But like, we're not besties or something, you know?
Yeah. Is she in your school?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, she actually came from your school. Anyway.
Oh, I know who it is.
Anyway,
we'll talk about it later.
Wait, is it?
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Remember this thought. But on Monday next week is Dress as Your Type Day at school.
Yes.
Oh, God, we have that for Spirit Week as well.
Oh, my God.
So exciting.
That's our last week. Oh, my God.
I really don't want to go as anything.
Yeah.
But then I'm scared people are going to think, she's in love with herself. She's so pretentious. So I'm like, okay.
Just wear your Spider-Man shirt, the one that you're wearing right now.
Wow. Costume sorted. Okay, guys. I'm dressed as my type. My type is on my t-shirt. Thank you so much. Yay. I just don't want to expose myself that much. You know what I mean?
I know. Me too.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was like, I was thinking maybe I'd put my Red Bull cap on and dress as...
Oh my God.
No, I'm not dressing as Max Verstappen, Krishna. He's 28.
Okay, good.
And he's a father of two children.
Oh.
And he has a girlfriend.
Yeah. Okay, good for him.
If I wore skinny jeans and a Red Bull t-shirt with my Red Bull cap, that is the most iconic Max Verstappen outfit. He doesn't wear anything else.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
His whole...
Okay.
Because everyone's
good
like...
for him?
Everybody's like, paddock fashion. And it's like what people wear to the paddock. And it's like cute dresses, designer clothes, like designer t-shirts.
It's literally a whole fashion line.
It's like a fashion show.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has never been seen... I'm not joking. He has never been seen in the paddock with anything... Even in public, with anything other than Red Bull t-shirt, Red Bull cap,
I knew a guy like that, and he turned out to be crazy, so I'm not having a lot of faith in this fella.
No, he is crazy. His name is Mad Max.
Right, okay.
Because he's insane.
Right.
He's seeing things.
Oh, like, okay.
When I tell you Max Verstappen is crazy, I mean that when he first started driving for Formula One, he was 17.
Mm-hmm.
When he was about 18 or 19, there was a huge, huge World Drivers' Championship battle going on for the top two.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of just being stressed about, you know, getting the winning title, these dudes were stressed because of a crazy teenager. Because their interviews would be like, yeah, it was all great. It was all amazing. And then we have Max just chasing around, terrorizing the team. Like,
what a diva.
Yeah.
He sounds great.
He's amazing. I love him so much.
He looks so serious on his, like professional photo page.
Yeah. He doesn't smile.
Shots.
Yeah.
But I love him. He's me. He also might be slightly racist, which is not me. That is not me.
Did you hear that? That is me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've seen you smile.
I'm smiling right now. No, but I love the way Max is just so unserious and serious at the same time.
Yeah.
I hope this is appropriate for radio, but they keep asking him, like, there's lots of press that happens with F1.
Yeah.
And so they're like, if this happens, what would you do? If this guy won the title, if that guy sped ahead of you. And one time he was like, if my mom had balls, she would be my dad.
Oh, my God.
It's like that guy in that cooking show. God. Someone like compared. He was like Italian.
Yeah.
And someone was like, "Oh, if you put like it was like on a British show. It's like if you put ham in this, it's close to a British carbonara." And then he was like, he was freaking out because he's Italian.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Well, if my grandmother had wheels, she would have been a bike."
Yeah.
I think about that all the time.
That's quite literally Max Verstappen. Yeah. Like,
I love that.
If he doesn't like something, he'll let you know. And he's like, enough with these if questions, I'm done. And then they were asking him, like, another time, they were asking him a bunch of other questions. Mm. And he was like, if I get asked one more question, I'm going to headbutt someone. And this is in front of, like, very official press conference people. Yeah. And he's just in his little Red Bull cap. He's like, I will headbutt somebody if I get one more question.
He's so real, actually.
He's chill like that. And when he goes to do any media, he's like, oh, this is exactly what I dreamed of. I said, I'm going to become an F1 driver and do fan forums. So,
okay.
He's different. That was sarcasm, Krista.
Okay, good.
But yeah, anyway, I'm not dressing like Max Verstappen.
Okay.
But I thought I'd wear a Red Bull cap and be like, oh, my type, F1 fan, haha. Like, mm-hmm. I don't, that's not true, but that's like the easiest thing to dress up as.
Yeah.
And wow, I was going to name drop.
Yeah, I was right. I was right.
Yes, that is the person.
Yeah,
we were thinking about the same person.
Because she was like in and out of my friend group last year because she was friends with someone.
Another person, yeah.
And she was literally sitting beside me for chemistry. So.
Yeah, she's chill like that. I like her. Half name drop. She'll be okay. She'll be okay with that one. But she's also an F1 fan.
Yeah. Oh my God. I need to text her about this.
Wait, I think that my other friend told her, but I was like, wait, this is really embarrassing. I don't know why I had this dream. But so I had been thinking about that generally, that I wasn't thinking about her, but I was thinking that, oh, maybe I'll just go as an F1 fan because I have nothing better to do. And then last night I went to sleep and I had a dream that unintentionally I had dressed as this girl for Dress as Your Type Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and everybody was like, wait, do you like this person? And I was like, no, what? And then I looked down at my outfit and it was like, wait, I'm dressed as this person. Mm. And I had their glasses and I had my hijab the way that she had. And I was like, what's going on? What's going on? And I was so stressed because I was like, wait, I hope nobody tells her that I have a crush on her because it's not true. Like, what the hell is going on? And then I woke up really confused.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Why? But I think it was because she's an F1 fan and I was going to dress up as an F1 fan.
Yeah.
And we're doing this thing together tomorrow, so I was like thinking about that too.
Oh my God, you gave me an idea for my costume. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes. Yeah. Krishna, get a Ferrari t-shirt.
I should.
Get a Ferrari t-shirt and a little dashened.
He's all over my page. Oh my God.
A Ferrari t-shirt and a little dashened dog toy.
Ooh.
Everybody will know exactly which Ferrari driver you're trying to be.
Did I tell you that for one of my friend's birthdays, because she's a big F1 fan, I photoshopped her favorite drivers into photos of her and framed them?
Oh, yeah. I saw this. I loved it.
Wait. Is it who I think it is?
Possibly.
History class?
No.
Okay.
But that was cute. I like that. Yeah, so that was my one dream. But I had a dream about you guys.
Aww.
And you know how it was with our old podcast setup.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how we would always think that there was something tapping on the window behind
us?
Oh, my
God. That episode.
Or that there would be a rat in the walls.
Yes.
Or and it doesn't feel like there would be a rat in the walls, but the tapping noise made it sound like there was a rat in the walls. Krishna, where are you looking up to?
I was looking if the ceilings were sealed up again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, true.
The ceilings are sealed up.
Okay, that's
a
good.
A rat will not fall on our faces.
Oh, my God.
But basically, I had a dream that I came and I was like, yay, I'm so happy I came in my car. And then I forgot something in my car. So I went back outside. My car had disappeared. For some reason, I was like, oh, that's fine. I'll just find it later. I don't know what that was about. I was like, oh, I'll just find it later. And then we came back and we sat down on our old podcast setup. And I can't remember exactly what, because this dream is pretty hazy, as dreams are. But I can't exactly remember what we were talking about or how I was feeling. All I remember was this agitating, grating fear that was in my bones because there was a rat behind me.
Oh, dear.
And I was like, there's no way. There's literally no way. And I was like, guys, let's just turn around. Like, let's just see.
Mm-hmm.
And we turned around, and instead of a rat, Okay, I don't know if you guys were ever traumatized with Bloody Mary when you were a kid.
Oh my god.
Yeah. But Bloody Mary was outside this window, staring right at us, tapping on the window.
Okay.
And I was...
That's not a dream, that's a nightmare.
Yes, yeah, sorry, that is a nightmare. But my soul could have left my body if I was not dreaming.
Yeah.
And I remember being so stressed, and I just... This is really weird, but we didn't, like, open doors. We just, like... phased through the walls and ran to my car. Like, the walls were moving or we were phasing through them. I don't really understand what was going on, but we got to my car that had somehow appeared
right.
in record speed, and we also didn't open any doors. We just phased into the car somehow. You know when the location just randomly changes?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, all of a sudden we were in the car on the street running away. I mean, driving away from Bloody Mary. And then I woke up.
Okay, so remind me never to open these curtains anymore.
Yeah, you never know what's lurking behind those. Have you guys had any crazy dreams lately?
I don't remember.
Sorry, I'm still I usually have
I had lots of production dreams during the show about like my director was in them or like people in the show.
As it happens. Fun.
Yeah, as you do.
When you're stressed about something. Yeah. I always have dreams... Like, if I have an exam in a couple of days, I always have dreams that I've missed my exam.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys have, like, those foreseeable future dreams?
No, mine are just, like trippy. Like I feel like I took something and then things just happen.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Like, they're always in, like, in a weird location. Like, there was one where I was in some sort of, like, I was on some sort of trip. And I was at this place and they had like giant, like I mean giant, like human-sized koi fish in the lake.
Oh.
And that was like a key part of the dream.
I'm afraid.
Yeah. It was fun.
I don't like koi fishes.
I had a dream that was sitting the warehouse at the base one
why?
Time.
Literally
Thanos
why?
Was chasing me.
The koi's are orange, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why
and,
I don't like them.
And black and red.
There's different colors. They're like the Japanese fish, the big ones.
Yeah. They move their mouths too weird.
Yeah, they open their mouth really wide, I think.
Yeah.
Mm. But that's scary to me.
If it's like... I'm sleeping on my bed and, like, if I'm in my room, my dreams are really whack and weird. But if I'm, like, sleeping in the car...
Mm.
It's more of a nightmare, and, like, I jolt out of it.
You have dreams in the car?
Yeah.
You can sleep in the car?
Yeah.
No.
Cars are more peaceful than my bed somehow.
That's crazy.
I don't know. So every time I fall asleep in the car, I wake up with a jolt, like...
Oh, yeah. You're, like, the mom that wakes up stressed. She's like...
Yeah. And it's either a dream where, like, I'm falling from somewhere or, like... I don't know, like, there's something freaking me out. I don't know. And my mom's like, huh. And then she'll just go back to her. She's so used to it now.
Yeah, like, it doesn't make a difference to them anymore. Yeah. Do you guys ever, like, wake up both your parents at the same time? And your dad wakes up, like he just opens his eyes really wide and is so confused. But your mom wakes up like somebody's shot her?
No.
Does that not happen?
I don't wake my parents up.
Okay, last time I woke my parents up, I can't remember what it was for. And my mom was like, what happened? And I was like, what? And I was like, no, I'm so confused. Because sometimes I wake my parents up when I'm their alarm clock. So when I leave for school, I'm like, bye, guys, I'm leaving. Bye, guys. Like, you know, to wake them up.
Yeah.
And my dad will wake up real normal.
Yeah.
Like, he'd just be like, okay, bye. But my mom will act like something has happened and it's over for her. And it really scares me because I start being like, oh, no, what is it? Is there something behind me? But it's just her being crazy.
Yeah, my mum wakes up very nice and softly. She's just like, nothing bothered her. Like,
really?
Yeah, but my dad, he's just like, what's on fire?
Yeah, for some reason, they don't expect to be woken up.
Huh.
I'm like that meme where it's like when you tell somebody to wake you up and then they actually do it and then you want to hurt them.
Mm.
That's what my parents feel like. I'm like, guys, that's you told me to do this. Mm-hmm. Not really understanding here.
In my house, I feel like a meme.
You feel like a meme?
Yeah.
I try and educate my parents on memes, and I try and make it... My parents know about Locked In and Cooked. And those are the only two words they need. Because they go, if you don't lock in, you'll be cooked. And I'm like, oh, okay, I regret telling you this.
I can imagine your dad saying that.
Yeah, they love it.
Yeah, I taught my parents what a trad wife was, and they were like, is that not just a housewife? And I was like, well, yes. I suppose, yeah. And there was another one that, oh, DeLulu.
Oh, yeah.
I taught them what DeLulu meant. My dad loved it. It was so, they just kept repeating it.
DeLulu.
DeLulu.
It's like when you teach your parents a new word or when they learn a new word, they use it a lot. Like my dad learned the term yes man.
Mm.
Oh, that guy is just his yes man.
Right.
And my dad was going left and right claiming anybody was everybody's yes man. My sister and I were talking to each other and he was like, Smay, you just agree with everything she says. You're just her yes man. And I was like, what does that even mean? And then I heard him on the phone and he was talking to something else, like about his business. And he was like, don't be my yes man. You have to say your own opinion. And I was like, oh, you just learned this word, didn't you? Parents just get so
That's
excited.
So funny.
My mom was telling somebody she's going to lock in doing the dishes. And I was like, that's not really
how it works. That's so funny.
I was like, that's not really how it works, but I'm glad you're enjoying this, I guess. Have you guys had experience trying to teach someone your own age slang? Because it doesn't work anymore.
I don't really teach people. People teach me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so old. My friends keep doing the, 6-7 thing.
I hate
6-7. I still don't know what.
Okay, I'll explain
it
to you.
What does it mean?
Okay, hey, guys, welcome back. My name is Samaya, and today we're going to be learning what is 6-7 and why are kids saying it so much? Mm-hmm. Basically, 6-7 is something that this guy says in a song, in a rap song, sort of, that was used for a lot of edits. Mm-hmm. He would say a bunch of things, and he would go, 6-7? Like, in that, you know, tone of voice.
Yes.
And celebrities, mainly ones who were chronically online, wanted edits made of themselves to that song. So when the camera was on them, when they were doing press conferences, if they were just making a silly video, they would say 6-7 so that the video could be an edit of them and transitioned into that song.
Uh-huh.
And that came with that stupid hand movement that just, started, yep, that one, the, weighing scale hand movement.
Yeah. Whenever I would do it when I was talking, I was, just talking about, anything, and I was, I don't know, and then my whole friend group would go, 6-7, I can't, leave.
Yeah, I agree. That's how I feel when I hear 6-7. But basically, it's about that. It doesn't have any meaning. The slang has zero meaning.
Mm-hmm.
There's, oh my god, this makes me so angry. But, at least our slang meant something.
Yeah.
Riz and DeLulu.
Yeah.
Slay, cooked.
Mm-hmm.
Those meant locked in.
They meant something.
The they hell still is skibbity. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But what the hell is skibbity toilet, Riz?
I still couldn't.
Yeah,
tell
I don't
you.
Understand that.
That means skibbity toilet is an object. It doesn't. It's a figment of your imagination that somebody has drawn up. Skibbity toilet does not mean good or bad. It isn't. Is it a? I'm at loss for words. It's a thing. That's like me being like microphone. No, it's a thing. It doesn't, it's not good or bad. It's Sigma.
I was just going to say, remember when we were trying to figure out what order, what ranking Sigma was?
Yes.
If it was higher than Alpha or lower?
No, Alpha should be bitter.
It should be the first one.
Yes, it's Alpha, Beta, Gamma. And then somewhere along
Omega.
The line comes Sigma. Why are people saying, oh, that's...
That's so Sigma.
Yeah, that's so Sigma.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad nobody says that anymore. I haven't heard someone say that genuinely in, a year.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad.
Thank God. But it should mean... Sigma should mean bad. But somehow it means good. Use your brain, people! But they just
sometimes
don't.
It means bad as well. It's based
exactly.
on tone, and that's dumb.
And that's stupid. How am I supposed to figure that out? I don't want to. And 6-7 means even less.
Yeah, I just don't know how to reply to that anymore.
If somebody says 6-7, I want to dropkick them and
yes,
tell them
to leave.
Yes, I
just go, shut up.
Like,
get out of my sight.
It's actually too much. You're not even saying real words anymore. You're just saying stuff to say stuff.
I feel like our history teacher is more Gen Z than
chronically
we are.
Online, maybe.
Yeah. He's so funny. I'll just show you the present that I made him later. it's the funniest thing I've ever made in my entire life. But yeah, I love him. But yeah, he's He's great.
He's chronically online, is he?
Not chronically.
He's
just more online
than a
funny
man.
I think my classic teacher is more up to date with like things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate when a person is more chronically online or more online generally than a person their age should be. Because I'm like, why do you know that? And I wish you didn't know. Because my sister, she's 30, and she doesn't know cooked and lock in.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
she doesn't need to know.
Yeah, no, my sister's 23. She doesn't need to know.
Exactly.
Yeah, I grew up with a 22 brother, and sometimes I still hear Ratchet, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, like...
And it comes into my language slowly. I'm like, okay, no, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, like you can't be saying these things. I just don't understand why the new generation has slang that is not real words. It's just...
Like, what's the point? Like, slang is meant to be, like, shorthand or, like, an inside sort of joke. Like, not even... like
It
it's
is an... 6-7, I guess, is an inside joke,
yeah,
but it means
to, like,
nothing.
Usually slang is, like, shorthand for
mm-hmm.
something.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, a reference to something.
Honestly, I'd rather speak normal words. I can't be bothered to do that.
Exactly. Like, I'm not saying...
It takes too much of my time.
I'm not saying any of that to anybody. I am so sorry. Gen Alpha, step up your game.
Get a hold of yourselves.
Yeah. Do something with your lives.
I feel stuck between Millennial and Gen Z.
Yeah.
I would say pick one, but you don't have to. life is never that serious. You can be whatever you want to be. But Gen Alpha, please be something at least.
Yeah.
Like...
What's after Gen Alpha?
Gen Beta. 2-1.
Wait, so what's Gen... what's after Gen Beta?
Gen Gamma.
Is it? What's the last one? C?
I don't know. Is this... Are we talking about the rays or are we talking about the phonetic alphabet? Because I don't know
either. That's a good question. Oh, no, it says... Oh, God.
What?
After Generation Beta, which is born 2025 to 2039, mm-hmm. the next generation is Generation Gamma, born 2040 to 2054. Those aren't real numbers, I fear. Isn't 2054 that game that you, like, combine the numbers until...
No, that's 2048.
After how okay, many years is it a new generation?
After 100 years.
This so, says, like...
Oh, wait,
like,
no, that's what? A century.
Yeah.
I'm losing it.
15.
15?
Yep.
I'm losing it.
So after 2015, it was Gen Z?
Yep.
Ah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
This stuff confuses me a lot, actually.
Yeah. Sorry, after 2015, it was Gen Alpha.
Okay,
we're Gen Z.
Yes, yes.
Sorry. So the Gen Alphas were born in 2015. So Gen Z starts from 2000.
Mm.
So my sister is a Gen Z, but she does not act like one.
Yeah, same. Mm. My brother is Gen Z, but he acts like a... I don't know. He acts like a new generation, bro.
Yeah, to be honest, like, I get it. But I just... These kids, bro, I can't deal with them. How do they know so much about the internet?
Yeah, I don't have that much time to...
No, every time I interact with a kid between the ages of 6 to, like, 13, I'm like, I feel so sorry. I feel
I just
so...
don't do that. I don't go near kids.
I don't have that opportunity, but I just feel so bad for them. Because I'm like, what is your life?
Yeah, I just hope my two little cousins don't grow up to be a different breed.
They will be. There's nothing
I'm
you can do.
I'm hoping not.
There's literally nothing you can do.
Because she's already a Taylor Swift fan and it's not looking good.
Oh my God. Taylor Swift's new album.
Oh God, I don't want to talk about it. Because I fear I've hated on it too much and then at one point I was like, this isn't that deep. Like,
it's
why,
never that serious.
Why do I care so much?
It's never that serious, but what I'm trying to say is...
It's all after she's engaged.
No.
Anyway.
I'm saying it's the peak of, like, privilege. Mm. That she's struggling to... The only issue in her whole life was her love life.
Yeah.
And now she has literally zero struggles whatsoever.
And that's why she's not relatable.
Yes.
That's right.
Because that's the thing that I felt about the album, was that it was just, like, impersonal.
Yeah, it just felt like she was singing to release something. You know? She was singing because she had to.
Yeah. While most of her songs are all about her love life.
Well, no, some of them are about her career as well. Like, I'm sure she's written about other things that I just don't know about.
Yeah.
But she had some sort of struggle. But she's at the top now.
Because she was always trying to prove herself before this album.
Exactly, yes, prove herself.
Because I saw a TikTok about it, and it was like, Taylor Swift isn't hungry anymore. She's not trying to prove anything with her music.
She's just singing.
And that's
sing.
Why there's just
she's got
there's
everything
no depth
now.
To it. Yeah.
Exactly. She
Which is great for her that she's got everything she ever wanted.
Yes, but maybe it's time to put the music down. Maybe it's time to put the guitar down.
I think she just needs to spend more time between releasing albums.
Oh, yes. It's, oh my God, it's the overconsumption of the media that she's feeding.
Yes.
Oh, it hurts. One album after the another. Wow, that was really bad English. One after album another, but it's too much for me now. Oh, the amount of information on social media makes me want to delete it.
Yeah.
But then the FOMO makes me want to keep it. Which I feel we've talked about too many times, but it remains a real fact.
Yeah.
Do you guys delete social media or limit your time or anything during exams?
No.
No, I just...
I just have to, like, throw my phone to the end of my bed so I can't reach it.
Mm. Same.
If it's in reach, it's in my hands, and it's on.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
No, I don't do that. I just get tired at some point. I'm like... It's too old. I can't be bothered. It's
You've
not
got to
entertaining
lock in.
Me.
Yeah, I've got to lock in. I have so many exams to study for.
I always accidentally pick up a new interest that comes up on my TikTok around exam times.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, damn it. Like, now I have to watch this interest. So, and the peak of F1 is coming up during exam time, and I'm so
upset.
Oh,
my God. Don't remind me.
So I'm just, like, going to unfollow every F1-related thing on Instagram. And
do you want me to update you?
No, I'm going to watch it later.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to pretend like it's happening after it's already happened.
Until then, I'll catch up to your knowledge.
Yes. I support that as well. But you know what? This reminds me we should probably go and study.
Yeah, I have scholarship exams that I know nothing about.
I have an internal to submit.
I have two.
I finished all my internals now, guys.
Oh, gosh. Yay. I have three left.
Oh, my gosh.
I have one left.
I have two that I'm doing right now and one later. Well, as they say, I'm cooked. This is Sameya,
Emma,
and Krishna.
Over and out.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.